Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
It's shocking. I mean, this is now, I've lost count this year how many fatalities and maulings we've actually commented on. And this should not be happening. There is no excuse for what is happening right now.
For hundreds of people who own pit bulls, especially here in the Durban vicinity. But if you could just enlighten me on the prevalence of such attacks by pit bulls in society. Is it being underreported, perhaps?
Maulings in general in South Africa are underreported. Maulings are happening more and more. I can't speak for other breeds. I know it's happening. But with pit bulls, it's happening more and more in South Africa. And it's very concerning, especially since this is one breed where human-directed aggression was never tolerated. The American Pit Bull Terrier was bred for dogfighting. And a dogfight is probably one of the most stressful situations physically, psychologically, and emotionally you can put a dog through. And the fighting pit bulls were never ever allowed to be human aggressive because their handler had to handle them. A dog who showed any kind of human-directed aggression was culled. So what we are seeing now is incredibly concerning because it is a trait that we don't want in a pit bull, and it's a trait that was never acceptable in a pit bull. Dog on dog and animal directed aggression, yes, they were bred for dog fighting. You needed the animal aggression for dog fighting, but a dog who exhibits dog and animal aggression won't necessarily exhibit human directed aggression. They're two different types of things. This is a serious problem, and we know why it is happening, but unfortunately, our cautioning the public, our cautioning society is falling on deaf ears because we have a massive pit bull lobby machine and the rescue world shouting from the hilltops that these dogs are for every home. It's how you raise them. It's bad owners. They blame the victims, which is absolutely disgusting. There is no excuse for a pit bull mauling anybody. And there is absolutely no excuse for children being killed.
How do you strike a balance, especially here in South Africa with the high crime rate, where there is a need for these fierce dogs?
You've got to look at what science has proven. Now, any dog has, it has been proven that most dogs only have the mental capacity of a two-year-old child. So do we trust a toddler to protect us? The notion that dogs protect us is actually a bit of a fallacy. Dogs are probably the most selfish beings on the planet. We always refer to them as man's best friend. But dogs do what dogs work for them, and they will always put themselves first. So often what we perceive to be protection is actually self-preservation on the dog's part. But we need to also remember that it's been proven that 77% of all mauling from any breed of dog comes from the family dog or the dog known to the victim.
What sort of legal recourse does the owner of the pit bull face should their pet dog kill somebody?
In South Africa, we have a law called the Animal Matters Amendment Act. Now, this act clearly states that you are exclusively responsible for what your dogs do. There are certain cases where this doesn't apply, but in most cases, you are responsible. It is a criminal offense if your dog mauls, and we encourage the public to go and open a case. And if the SAPS and the SPCA will not help you, reach out to the Pit Bull Federation of South Africa. We have a Facebook page. We will help you, and we will follow through. If need be, we will even take it as far as going to the media. It is the SPCA and the SAPS's job.
Newsbreak. Lotus FM. Powered by SABC News.